When Suzanne Leahy sees a boat, she sees a work of art.
Old timers who come from a more traditional boat building background, they are like, no, this is not art. This is a traditional craft. And I agree, but it is art also. Sometimes I can just step back and look at it as, this is just such a beautiful shape, as it is.
Suzanne's shop is full of wooden boats. Some have planks removed, some are covered with metal clamps, and others are ready for the water, painted in bright colors, blue, orange, and red.
I think everything we do is so beautiful that it is like art to me. It's just all about visualizing a form and making it come true to your visualization.
What she visualizes has a classic look. Her boats have rustic-looking planks that seamlessly bend around their frames, and the cabins have bench seats that wouldn't look out of place in a country club. Many of the boats are even outfitted with vintage steering wheels and gauges.
I can't tell you that I've always had a yearning for a earlier time, but I've always been drawn to older boats. A kid can figure this out, or a really advanced racing sailor can enjoy it. It's just brilliantly simple.
Suzanne has a large workshop and three workers who help her build. There's a patient rhythm to their labor. Everyone working is focused on detail and precision. And they work so carefully, it almost feels like slow motion. Suzanne says she intentionally creates this environment because many of her employees apprentice to become boat builders themselves. She wants them to understand the craft the way she does.
To build a boat, there are so many steps. So to get them to back up and slow down and follow a process, I know that's a life skill they'll have forever.
Suzanne's artistic approach to boat building comes from 20 years working as a sculptor in Philadelphia. Her art career was successful. She was making a living, showing in galleries, and getting the kind of recognition that most professional artists would want. But it wasn't enough.
And that had been drummed into my head in graduate school that art is something that you can't live without in order to succeed. And I could live without it. My heartfelt commitment to sculpture wasn't there.
And then one summer, she met up with her brother, who was working as a maid on a schooner.
He invited me up to sail with him for a week. That was an eye-opener. It was all that boat love just came up.
After this trip, she searched for a way to bring boats into her life.
You can't bring a schooner to Philadelphia, so I just couldn't figure it out. And in 1987, I started the Sharpie.
The Sharpie was a small sailboat Suzanne decided to build, inspired by a magazine article. She constructed the boat with the help of a friend from the Philadelphia Maritime Museum. When it was finished, she took it out on the water.
I cried when I got in it because it worked beautifully. And I've never made anything that really worked. I mean, sculpture doesn't have to work. A painting doesn't have to work. Imagine going out on the water and not sinking with something you built. It's an incredible feeling.
It took Suzanne several years to get her business off the ground. Part of the process was breaking into what's traditionally considered a man's field.
When I first started going to boat shows, I used to laugh because usually I get one or two old guys who would say, "Where's your husband? There is none. This is my business. Oh, I can't believe that." Or, "How did you learn to do something like this?" And I'd say, "The same way you did. You know, just pick up a tool and start." After a while, they stopped doing that. Year after year, I show up at the same boat shows, and now I'm just a fixture. I'm there. If I'm not there, people are surprised. This is a 1955 Lyman runabout. All we had to do was strip all the varnish off and re-varnish it.
Suzanne has been making boats for nearly 20 years now. These days, she can see a boat the same way the old guys do.
It's wonderful when you have something that's already in decent shape so that the work that we do looks great.
Even though she's a master craftsman, Suzanne doesn't quite see eye to eye with the old traditionalists. To her, the boats are still pieces of art.
They don't recognize it as, this could be in a gallery. It's so beautiful. Why, that Lyman should be in a gallery.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Alex Lewis.